This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network on the Extraterrestrials and Science Feed. And the topic continues to be Project Serpo, Revelation or Hoax. Well, it just keeps getting more dramatic. I get the feeling that we're coming up to an important denouement here. One of the things I want to do also in this series, I mean, this is, you know, a big, long, rambling series of Magic Casts. If you've made it this far, well, you have my sympathies. But one of the things I'm looking at doing here is moving toward a, kind of an audio digest of the Serpo thread. A lot of people have asked, I mean, people are just saying, oh, my eyes are going out, you know, it's a long thread. So what I'm doing is moving towards kind of a commentary format and actually just going through the pages of the thread and commenting. And then that way, if someone wants to just download these podcasts and hear the grim saga of the Serpo story on, like, you know, an iPod when they're on the subway, that's kind of what I'm looking for here. And in this particular podcast, I'm just covering what I'm seeing on pages 218 and 219 of the Project Serpo Monster thread. And at the top of page 218, we see that King Lizard has posted a picture, you know, basically showing how the Baral Rapid Design Number 22 architectural drafting template matches up to the objects in the drawing that was posted by Bill Ryan. And this gives a strong indication that this specific model of template may well have been used to create the Serpo drawing. King Lizard also just goes on to say, you know, further down the thread here, that these types of hoaxes destroy the reputation of the UFO community. Maybe that's the point behind this Serpo BS. Well, maybe. The thought comes to my mind. Of course, you know, it may not be so much that as sensationalism for profit. You know, money and power. It always comes down to money and power. Flyers fan, also on page 218, talks about a smoking gun award. I think that's a great idea, but as Springer pointed out, it might give the wrong idea that ATS is a debunking site and not a discussion site where all points of view are welcome. As it is, and as Springer pointed out, a lot of people tend to look at ATS as just, you know, a debunker site. People say it's a, you know, it's a COINTELPRO operation. There's a lot of people that are very negative and hostile even towards the skepticism that a lot of members, including myself, apply on AboveTopSecret.com. I do think the smoking gun award is a great idea, but I think that Springer's right. I think it would be better for us to just recognize good discussion regardless of what side it might come down on. You know, I think that King Lizard's post is way above. You know, I think that it would be cool if staff could get way above, but you know, they don't have that, and but that's another story for another time. And then here we go. Oh, yeah, and there's some more stuff down here. Valhal, also on page 218 of the Monster Thread, offers a acronym OPRES, which is Serpo spelled backwards, for Office of Primary Responsibility for Extraterrestrial Security, and implying that that's the Defense Intelligence Agency. I Googled for that acronym just to see if there was something out there on it, but I didn't see it. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's not, my own thinking on it, I think it's a creative anagram. It's kind of like pointing out that Serpo is an acronym or an anagram for poser. Still, it's cute. Groin Grinder on page 218, says, and I quote, "The use of drafting templates to make the sketch proves nothing except that the person doing the sketch was not a professional computer illustrator," unquote. And, although it also does show that the person used one of these architectural drafting templates. And in fact, it seems like King Lizard may have actually identified the specific template involved. The evidence is compelling. So is that proof of a hoax? No, but it is more evidence to add into the stew. Excuse me. Member Cruel, K-R-U-E-L, on page 219 says, and I quote, "Seems to me the Serpo story died with the new Anon. The so-called journals were probably rushed with the intent of discrediting the story, and this diagram was thrown in there to feed the destroying fire. Perhaps the only truth to be found lies in the first part of the story, pre-January. I don't suppose we'll ever hear from the original Anon again, let alone see the pictures," unquote. And, you know, that's a cruel, that's a good, concise summary, I think, of what a lot of people are thinking right now, is that they're really, that the Serpo story got hijacked by somebody, that the originator of the Serpo story is not who we're getting information from now. And if you look at the kind of information that's been coming out, since, uh, since that transition people mention. Yeah, it's just absurd. It's so comical that it's obviously a hoax, which means that whoever Anonymous is now is not a reliable source. And this is also, not so coincidentally enough, it would seem, Bill Ryan's confirmed Anonymous source. Bill, your credibility is hitched up to the train of this new Anonymous who is an obvious hoaxer. I urge you to consider that carefully. Member NetChicken on page 219 says, and I quote, "The military sent military personnel to SERPO, etc., and all they can produce is a page of shapes with no text whatsoever. Can anyone actually believe that page of shapes is representative of anything a military-minded person would produce? It's not only a joke, it's a poorly created one. What's next? Stick figures of EBEs and humans described as a photo?" Unquote. Yeah, NetChicken, that pretty much sums up my thinking all this. Again, I think it's stunning just how so many members appear to be willing to accept that military people are stupid just because they're in the military. I don't know, maybe that's left over from some of the propaganda from the Vietnam War that was designed to paint us as you know, American military is incompetent. Yeah, whatever. Valhal, page 219, and I quote, "Please note that in the Coast to Coast interview on December 6th, Bill Ryan was asked by Nori if the 12 had contact with Earth while they were on SERPO. Bill initially replies, 'I don't know.' An hour into the interview, Bill states, 'By the way, I checked on your question from about an hour ago, and they did have contact with them while they were there.'" Unquote. This is extremely important, and Val, I just want to make sure that nobody overlooks what you're pointing out here. According to Bill on the Coast to Coast interview, the SERPO team had contact with Earth while they were on SERPO. That punches all kinds of holes in the SERPO story. It basically, that one statement on the part of Bill Ryan undermines almost everything he has posted about SERPO since, you know, so this is huge. This is the crack in the cosmic egg. Val goes on to say, and I quote, point one here, "Bill repeatedly states in the interview that the only information he was interviewed at that time was from the postings on SERPO.org. Well, Anonymous states that nowhere," unquote. So what Val is pointing out is that Bill said that the only information he had was what he had posted on SERPO.org. And at the time he gave this information about the contact with the SERPO team and Earth, it wasn't on the site. So Bill was either mistaken or he was lying. In any case, the fact that he is even claiming, okay, this is hard to believe. This is a mistake, frankly, Bill. I think that your credibility is unraveling here, and it's up to you to defend it. And the only way you're going to defend it is if you come forward and not run away from this and talk with us about what these problems are and what might be the cause of them. Valhal goes on to say, and I quote, point two, "This kills the whole story, because if the 12 were communicating with Earth through some yet unexplained manner in which communications traveled 38 light years and apparently less than 13 years, then they wouldn't have lost 3 years. Now, would they have?" And she goes on, "In fact, if I was 38 light years away and I didn't know what day it was, the first thing I would ask is, 'What day is it, by the way?' Which would give me a relatively accurate, barring the error for this megawarp communication to travel to me, time tag to recalibrate," unquote. And this goes to the heart of this whole issue. What Valhal's pointing out is that all these things about the SERPO team losing track of time goes down the toilet if it turns out that they didn't have contact, as Bill stated on Coast to Coast Radio that they did, okay? So we are catching Bill in what amounts to, what has to be a lie, okay? This is important because this basically exposes Bill Ryan as having lied to us at least once. If you lie to us once, maybe you lie to us more. Now, I don't want to jump to conclusions, and I think that it is crucial to give Bill Ryan all the opportunity possible to explain what the deal is with this. But here's something that I find troubling, and it's a post by Lucianarchy, member Luciana on page 219, and I quote, and he's quoting Bill Ryan. So apparently this went out to a mailing list, maybe to Victor's list or whatever. So apparently Lucianarchy has some kind of contact with Bill outside of ATS or some kind of source of information there. And I quote, It's unlikely that I'll make any more posts on ATS. They need to put their house in order, but I'm not confident that they'll do so. I'll brief Victor's List on what's been happening, probably later this evening. Unquote. Bill, I understand the sentiment, but AboveTopSecret.com is continuing to provide you with the means to explain yourself. This saying that you're not going to post ATS anymore reads to me like an excuse. It doesn't have to be that way. You can make a post, simple post, explaining, you know, answering Valhall's concerns. I think that it should be very easy for you to do so if you're telling the truth. It is essential, in my opinion, for Bill Ryan's credibility that he directly, honestly, and completely explain the inconsistencies in his story that Valhall has uncovered. It looks to me like the jig may be up for our dear Mr. Ryan, but I'm willing to hold out hope that this is just some sort of misunderstanding. Can he explain away the disturbing discrepancies that Valhall has pointed out? It's your move, Mr. Ryan.